This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Don't mind, I would like to begin reading at the 27th verse. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees which deny that there is any resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And the second took her to wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her two wives. And Jesus answering said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he calleth the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live under him. Skipping down to the 40th. And after that they durst not ask him any questions at all. Now, when I put all of that together, I've called our family here today, and I want to talk about family affair. Family affair. I think every now and then the family should get together, and there are some affairs that the family needs to take care of. I wish they had a witness here. And I think the family ought to witness to the word of God. And this is a family affair. And sometimes the family doesn't want in and everybody butting into their affair. Sometimes it's good judgment if you see a family, even in a little debate. We call disputes debates now. Well, sometimes it's good knowledge for you to let them work it out. I've seen people get their feelings hurt trying to intercede in a family affair. Sometimes they can be almost a fist city, and when you go in, they both, all of them, are turn on you. It's something about a family affair that carries with it something extra that other parties don't have. Is that right? A family affair. Now, even if a man's family is his greatest personal possession in this world, It is full of heartache. War sometimes comes and kills or takes them away for years. Death is always a certainty for every family. Sin plucks many from folds of home. Love goes and the home breaks up many times. There have been some families who had love around that family. But for some reason, that love vanished away and that home broke up. Is there some abiding hope for the family, for security from all of these evil forces? And is there any assurance, Brother Pastor, of blessings? You just told us about the difficulties. You, as father, as shepherd, has called the family together, and you have pointed out some of the trials and tribulations that we are going to encounter, and that some of us are already encountering. Now, Brother Preacher, can you give us any assurance that when I get mad, when my family increases, come on, is it any way that you can give me some kind of assurance that things will go all right? Then now the young lady might say, "Brother Pastor, I'm a young lady and I came up in a Christian home, and now I'm about to get married and leave my family that loves me so well." Now you are a spiritual advisor, and I'm wondering, Brother Pastor, can you give me some kind of assurance that everything is going to be all right? Somebody said, "Well, let me answer it for you, Brother Pastor. Young lady, make sure you have an education. And then if things don't work out in your marriage, you still can be independent." Somebody else said, "Well, let me answer it, Brother Pastor." Say, "Young lady, make sure the one you choose to be your wedding partner, make sure he's somebody that loves you. Make sure he has a secure job. Make sure physically he's all right. Make sure mentally he's all right. Make sure he's respected. Make sure he doesn't drink, he doesn't gamble, run around. Make sure all of those things are taken care of, and then everything will be all right." Somebody else said, "Well, let me throw my little bit in. So make sure you move out from around your kinfolk. And don't be bothered with your in-laws. And everything will be all right." Somebody else said, "Well, child, let me give you a piece of advice. You know, in this marriage business, everybody has some advice. But for the most part, it never works for them. Everybody can tell you how your marriage ought to be. Everybody. Have you ever noticed that? When I first got married, if I'd done all of that they said, I'd have been dead the next day. I made up my mind I wasn't going to do all of that. This one telling you about do this and do that." And somebody else said, "Well, I have a piece of advice I would like to give." Said, "Now, make sure you don't let nobody run over you. Said, now, if he starts stepping out, then you start stepping out." You know, all of these pieces of advice. And then another one would say, "Well, don't ever let nobody know all about what you do." I'm just giving you some various advices that people give. Somebody else said, "Well, now, I tell you, if you want to have an assurance that everything is going all right, then this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to both have jobs. Because you see, if you sit around, you're going to be trouble. But well, let me give my little bit." My answer is, it can't happen on this earth. There's some things that you're just going to have to put up with. And let me name a few of them. Now, I don't care how good you are. Some people think because they're good and treat everybody right, pay the tithe, go to church, nothing ought not to go wrong. I stop by to tell you, at your best, you just might wake up in the morning the most disappointed person in the world. I'm talking about at your best. I want to tell you today, children, as we come together as a family, at your best, when you've treated everybody right, when you have done your family duty, when you've come home on time and done everything that it is to be done there, you just might wake up in the morning disappointed. And then, not only that, but there are some things that just might happen anyhow. I've seen the best of families who had the best of closeness to wake up one morning without any members in the family. We look at great men like Martin Luther King Jr., one that oft times left his family, left his home, going to see about others. Is that right? But death is a peculiar animal. One morning the family wakes up and no Martin Luther King Jr. Is that right? So I come here to tell you that on this earth, I just cannot assure you that you won't have difficulty. I cannot, somebody say, well, what if you move from one city to another? Some people move every day. Is that right? And I like to point that out since we're here. If any of y'all have changes of addresses the last time you've been here, the church needs you. Is that right? Some people change telephone numbers every month. So, well, they kept calling, hanging up. You know, I stopped that. Because they just are giving you somebody else's number and giving somebody else yours. Is that right? No new number. I wonder, do I have a witness yet? But I stop by to tell you, on this earth, I can't promise you flower beds of ease. Is that right? Somebody else said, well, since this is a family affair, can I stand up and have my question? Well, the Father always says yes. And somebody saying, will we know our loved ones in heaven? You see, somebody's concerned about will we know our loved ones in heaven. Well, let me do a little research here. The rich man knew Lazarus. Is that right? And three people knew Moses and Elijah. I wish they had a witness here. And, you know, our scripture points out that once we get to heaven, we're going to be equal to angels. Is that right? And since heaven is a place where we will know as we are known, we surely will know each other there. But I don't want to be known as Leo Daniel. I'd be disappointed if somebody walks up to me talking about Leo Daniel. Is that right? Because when I think about Leo Daniel, I'm going to think about somebody that had to suffer. I'm going to think about hardships. I'm going to think about buttes and storms. Is that right? So when I get to heaven, I just want you to let me be equal to angels. Is that right? And angels have no trials. Angels have no tribulations. Angels have no sickness. Angels have no tears of sorrow. Is that right? Angels have wings to fly. Is that right? Angels can lift up and light down. Is that right? I'm talking about what angels have. And somebody said, well, what Jesus teaches about what about relationship there? Well, there is to be no more death. There is to be no more sorrow or suffering. There to be no more separation. There to be no more sin and tragedy there. All equal to the angels of God. Al and joined Al with Christ. All will be perfect in every matter. Well, heaven is to be a promotion. Is that right? You know, a lot of families, yeah, some of us. I heard a young lady talking about her husband. Said, my husband has been promoted on his job.
Yeah.
And you know, I believe that everybody here likes promotion.
Yeah.
Is that right? How many times on our job do we stand up and wish and want for promotion?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But I don't care what kind of promotion you have here on earth. I've stopped by to tell you in this family affair, I believe that somebody ought to suggest to you that heaven is a promotion from family relationships to family relationships. Is that right? This message about the seven men who married the same woman, is that right? Well, let's compare it to the early feelings about the old home. Is that right? How many of you used to live in an old home that you don't want to go back no more? Is that right? Everybody likes to go back home just to visit. But there's some of the houses that we used to live in that we don't want to live no more. You might as well come home. And my dear Christian friends, there are some cars that we used to ride in that we don't want to ride in them no more. Is that right? And there are some clothes that we used to wear that we don't want to wear no more. Is that right? It's not that we are after those clothes, but we just don't want to wear them no more. Is that right? And every now and then, my wife likes to go up home, but I noticed she likes to go up there, but she always likes to come back. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, we never fall out with the things that we used to do, some of the things, but some places we don't want to go back and stay no more. Is that right? And we ought to be able to compare this same thing here with the family that you left. And somebody left mother and father to get married to your wedding partner. Is that right? And every now and then, you like to go back and visit mother and father. Is that right? But you realize deep down in your heart that you have a family of your own. Is that right? And instead of heaven being a place of family groups, it is a place of one family group. Is that right? And you will not have no Joneses there. I wish I had a witness. And you will not have, yeah, any Jackson, Benjamin, Daniels, and none of those folks there. Isn't that right? But when I get up in my heavenly home, there will be only one family. Is that right? And there will be only one father. Oh, Lord. Yes, my Lord. And I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad that there is a settlement that we all are going to have to stand before. Oh, Lord. Yes, my Lord. I'm so glad that my dear Christians and friends, that there will be family joy there. Oh, Lord. And this is a promotion. Oh, Lord. And I'm going to be heartache and going where joy is. Oh, Lord. Yes, my Lord. And I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave criticism and going where peace and happiness is. Oh, Lord. Yes, my Lord. And I'm so glad. He's a fan.